Hi, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. Paul and I are two of the three co-creators of what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. We thought we'd try this podcast to introduce, hopefully, a new audience to our work.
Yes.
And so this is sort of, a test. If this catches on, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what is Power Squared.
Power Squared is a comic book about college-age twins who discover that they have superpowers.
Okay.
Not only that they have them, that they share them.
Right. And how do they? How is it that they share these powers?
They have a pool of powers, and each of them can only use one at a time.
Okay.
So, for example, if one of them is using a specific power, the other one can't use it at the same time.
Okay. And why is that? How they were granted the powers?
Yeah.
They were younger, like 8 or 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
And they happened upon a kusune.
Kitsune.
This is why you should say it. in the woods. And she was trapped under a fallen branch.
Yeah.
And they helped get the branch off of her. Kind of freaked out that there was a talking fox, but they got the branch off of her, and she gave them these powers as a reward.
Yeah.
Except for she was sort of had been hit in the head. She was a little woozy, and so instead of seeing two boys, she just sees one. And when she grants the powers, they don't get the same stuff necessarily.
Right.
So what kind of powers do they have? So it's telepathy, telekinesis, invisibility, teleportation, super speed, super sight, and time travel.
Yeah.
Right. Seven.
Yeah.
Right. We have our superheroes are identical twins.
Yes.
Which you and your brother Trevor are also identical twins.
Yes.
And that's kind of why we decided to make the heroes be twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the other question I wanted to talk about, at least in this podcast, is how we came up with the idea of doing a comic book. And it was 8 years ago or so. It seems a long time ago. We had just come back from Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, and which we'd attended all but 1 year.
Yeah.
And we've been there, I guess, 13 out of 14 years now,
yeah.
Which is a lot. And we were had been going to panels, and I'm not sure if every listener knows what we're talking about. At a comic convention like San Diego Comic-Con and probably New York, I'm not sure about the smaller ones. They have panels that discuss topics ranging from, books and monsters and voice actors and toys and comic books and graphic novels, and there's legal stuff and how to write and how to do this. There's a lot of pitch panels, things like that. There's a lot of different kinds of panels at these conventions.
Yeah.
And we went to one, and I don't remember the name of the panel or who I'm talking about here, but one of the things that kind of got me interested, you want to be the one being asked the questions, I guess, instead of the one always trying to stand in line to ask them. And we went to a panel where there was and I just remember it being a woman. I don't remember her name. I don't remember what she was there for, but she was a creative on a comic book, and she said, I'm not a history major about comic books, so you can ask me about my comic, but I can't tell you about how it fits into the world of, all things comic book. And that was sort of like a light kind of went off for me. It's like, you don't have to be like a total expert on everything to be on a panel.
Right.
You just have to be an expert about what you're talking about, like what your powers are and stuff in your comic book.
Yeah.
Right. So so we were deciding how could we get on a panel. And we used to take morning walks because I wasn't working at the time. And we were talking about what could we do, and a movie is like a big deal, millions of dollars, and okay, that's far fetched. And writing a book would be like take 3 or 4 years, you know, because you have to write it and get an agent, get it published, and that could be like 3 years.
Yeah.
And the most immediate thing seemed to be, let's do a comic book. And the original idea was that you and I would write it and Trevor would draw it. And that did not work out that way. Trevor wasn't really wanting to, it wasn't what he wanted to do, right?
Well, he didn't feel like he was ready.
Right. So we had to find somebody to, somebody else to actually draw it. But, and we can, I guess, get into that kind of information in the next, you know, in a subsequent podcast. But that was kind of the origin of the story was we were just trying to get on a panel at Comic-Con. 8 years later, we're not on a panel at Comic-Con, but we're still doing the comic book. And we have, so we, right now we have 7 issues out.
Yeah.
And we're planning to do a Kickstarter, hopefully in September, for 8 and 9. And we've got, I guess we've done up through 11.
Yeah.
And 12 is in the works, so we're still doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, hoping that we can, you know, again, gather some interest here, and hopefully expand our audience a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would think in any sort of future ones, we might talk about kind of the inspirations we bring to the table as far as how the stories go and what we're looking for as far as the look of the comic book, and talk about, you know, kind of getting the creative team together, the creative teams together that we've had, you know, that kind of stuff. We could talk about those in future episodes.
Yeah.
But for the time being, I think that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. Sort of introduction, introduce ourselves, and talk about, you know, how we came up with Power Squared.
Right.
So today's podcast is brought to you by PowerSquaredComicBook.com/join. PowerSquaredComicBook.com, which is long, is the kind of the basis for everything about our comic book. You can go there and sort of see who's on the creative team, look at issues that are out and, or coming out, characters. If we've had any sort of press, it'll be linked to videos, a link to where to buy the comic book digitally through Comixology or in print through Artith Merrick.
Yeah.
And also merch through Artith Merrick, t-shirts and posters. But we also have Join, which is to join the newsletter, which is the Hound Dog's Howl.
Yes.
And we'll get into that in subsequent, why it's called that. We become more apparent in subsequent podcasts.
Yeah.
But so that's who our sponsor for today is, PowerSquaredComicBook.com/join. So we encourage you to go and join the conversation. All right.
All right.
So I guess until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.